Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
2 days ago, we were telling you about Ireland's manufacturing sector being in a slump. Today, though, we can report that the services sector is enjoying a mini boom. According to the AIB Services PMI survey, output in the country's most important sector is at an eight-month high, and employment in services, which includes technology as well as hospitality, is expanding, even amid an economy at full employment. David McNamara is the chief economist with AIB and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Joe.
The index at 56.6, that's way above the midpoint of 50.
Absolutely, and it's the strongest pace of growth we've seen since the middle of 2023. As you said, manufacturing still contracting marginally, but services is much more important. So it's about 40% of employment in the economy in this survey that's covered from the companies here.
Yeah.
There's three key findings, I think, and it's broadly positive. The first is that we're seeing growth across all of the four subsectors that are covered. So broad-based growth, and that's important. The second is that employment is still growing very strongly, and it has been growing consecutively for 3 years now in this survey. So companies still feeling confident about the future, about their prospects, that they're taking on new hires, and the same pace of growth or similar pace of growth in March. And then the final piece is that inflation is still a feature, but it's starting to ease. So we saw a ramp up in inflation in the past few months. In March, that's reversed. Mm. We're starting to see both inputs and outputs start to come back. I hope it's a sign of a trend, but certainly those pressures are still there. If you're looking for a negative point in the survey, those price pressures are still there in the economy.
I'm amazed with unemployment as low as 4.2%, which is, I suppose, by many definitions, full employment, that employment is still growing in the services sector.
Indeed. And I think employment is driven by, we have strong population growth. A couple of key features actually in the last couple of years has been growing female participation post-COVID. So we're seeing people join the workforce that weren't potentially attached to the workforce prior to COVID-19.
Some of which is thanks to remote working.
Remote working, hybrid working practices, which you talked about with your last guest. Mm. So that's all driving demand and supply of new labour for companies. Unemployment is very low. I think we're reaching a plateau. So you're not going to see the same pace of growth in employment that you saw last year. Employment grew last year by 3.5%. We're now over 2.7 million people. I think that will start to level off.
So it'll be a high watermark is what we have at the moment. Banking and finance, the most upbeat of all the subsectors.
Indeed, yes. But I think if you look across all four sectors, financial services growing at the strongest, 59.6, which is very strong growth. But if you look across the other three sectors, hospitality, technology, media, your sector, all are growing very fast. All are taking on new hires. And we're also starting to see inflation start to come back. Just to put a little dampener on it, I mean, there is, companies are, we also ask them about the year ahead. So how are you feeling about the next 12 months? They're broadly positive, but that did tick down a little bit on the month. So people are still a little bit nervous in terms of the global demand picture, still quite weak in some of the markets that are important for the Irish economy. But it's very hard to find a negative point in the survey this month.
Which is great. And I don't want to be accused of being that ER, as it were. Hospitality, quite a few pubs and restaurants complain about the increased costs that they have to go through. And yet that subsector, which includes tourism, was up markedly, I would have thought, over the past quarter.
Yeah, it was. It's continuing to grow at a solid pace. You know, you mentioned that point around the cost. That's a consistent theme that we see in the survey when we survey companies in this particular sector. So they are talking about inflation being strong, labour costs being high, overheads and utilities in particular were a couple of the themes that came through. So the cost issue remains there. Inflation is easing, as I said at the start, but it's still higher than we'd want it to be.
And the FDI sector, which is absolutely so important to this economy, are they as optimistic as the domestic sector? Or, I mean, because obviously we've seen a pullback at the end of 2023, especially in the pharma sector. Did you get any sense that optimism is going to be retained?
Unfortunately, we don't get a breakdown of FDI versus domestic. You can look at certain sectors. So, for example, financial services, technology, media and telecoms. Mm. Those would be two sectors which would be predominated, shall we say, by multinational companies. And those are two sectors which have exhibited the strongest growth over the last few months. So it's very hard to discern how FDI versus domestic is doing. If you look at what happened in 2023, FDI had a down year, as you mentioned, the pharma sector was normalizing, shall we say, post-COVID, whereas the domestic economy is actually growing at a very strong pace. If you look at some of the early data, exports, industrial production in 2024 suggests that the pharma sector is coming back a little bit in the early months of this year.
Okay, so in the huge peak that we saw in the pharma sector making vaccines benefited them in 21 and 22, but obviously the demand for vaccines is certainly not what it was, and that's pulled them back. It'd be interesting to see whether they move into the new, you won't know this, but whether they move into the new weight loss space, which is making so much money for the likes of Novo Nordisk. But we won't know that, but we know that companies like Pfizer are looking at that.
Yeah, we know that, and I think it's there's a couple of very large companies in Ireland, so it's something that I follow as an economist. Mm. Are they investing? Are they growing? Are their revenues growing? Are they investing in those next generation of medicines? And are they investing in Ireland? And they are investing in Ireland. You're seeing IDA announce over the last few months there are new investments coming through, both on the pharma side and then also on the tech sector. And you're even seeing emerging investments come through in AI. So I think these are all important if we're to remain competitive. Mm-hmm. We really need to focus on those next generation of companies, but also concentrate on our competitiveness and the costs and the cost of labour.
David, thank you very much for joining us. That's David McNamara, the Chief Economist with AIB.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.